to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is your host, Dr. June Knight. I'm so excited to be with you again. Listen, God has blessed our nation so much by putting together the Mississippi Awakening Revival Tour March. We are celebrating the next 2 weeks by having, the past week and this week, by hosting the team of the Revival Tour so that you can get to know them before they get started. This tour starts in, the kickoff is actually on November 6th and 7th in Picayune, Mississippi, but it kicks off for the 2016 tour, amen? Now today, we are honored to host another team member, Marcus Richmond. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's an honor and a privilege to be on here on the We Are the Bride radio. I'm so excited.
Yes, now I know that we've hosted you on here before, but listen, this one's different.
Yes.
So I am going to read your bio for the bride so that they can get to know you a little more, and then we're going to talk to you about your history in the ministry. Now, Pastor Marcus Richmond is the youngest son of Pastor Orlando and Lady Allison Richmond of West Point, Mississippi. He has always been known as a down-home church boy. At a very young age, Marcus developed a strong passion for ministry and music. His first initial ministry responsibility was the youth choir drummer. Staying diligent with these responsibilities presented more opportunities for growth and advancement. In 2008, Marcus accepted a music scholarship to Hines Community College, where he studied percussion. There's always been a great calling for Christian service on Marcus's life. To become more equipped for this call to Christian service ministries, Marcus attended Christ for the Nations Institute in Dallas, Texas. Richmond studied under best-selling author Apostle Dutch Sheets. After CFNI, Marcus returned home to West Point, Mississippi, to serve as a staff pastor at Northside Christian Church, working with the youth and young adults. In 2013, God granted Pastor Marcus stewardship of ministry of his own called Servanthood Outreach Ministries International. This ministry's purpose is to serve the needs of others locally and globally. His heart is to see lives young and old transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Through it all, he realized only what is done by Christ will last. Amen, Pastor. Amen. Now, listen, we know there's more to the story about your life, what God did to take you from nothing and make you into something. So share with us, brother.
Yes, I am a PK. I am a pastor's kid. I am a preacher's kid. So I've been that all my life. So I've been raised in the church, beating. I was a drummer. I was a youth choir drummer. So just being raised in a Christian home provided a stable foundation for me and a great example of how I should live my life. And transform me into the leader that I am today. So I'm thankful for my parents setting that example for me.
Yes,
so it was a great, it's been a great journey. It hasn't always been easy. Anyone with a call, it's a journey, and it's not going to be easy. The journey to greatness is never just cake and ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't that. So I went to school at Christ for the Nations Institute. I offer a word. Actually, one of my friends, his name is Apostle R.J. Matthews. He recommended the school. I was actually planning on going to attending another school. He was like, "Man, maybe you should check this school out." So I took his word for it and went there. And once I went to that school, it radically wrecked my life. It radically changed my life. I grew spiritually. My relationship with the Lord grew so much, and it propelled me into my destiny. While I was at CFNI, I had a dream one night, I had a dream of two open hands, and doves were in the hand, and it was like clouds of glory were upon these hands. And it was amazing, Sister June. And servanthood was in those open hands. And I was like, "What is servanthood?" And I just remember the Lord saying, I remember the Lord saying, "Servanthood Outreach Ministries." And the very next morning, I had to see a graphic designer to get that picture drawn up, and I'm still walking in some of those promises and blessings and just off that vision that I had at CFNI. So I'm grateful for CFNI. I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful for some of my mentors. So I'm grateful that they have helped propel me into my destiny.
Well, let me ask you this. How are your parents doing now?
They're doing great. They are the senior pastors of the Northside Christian Church. Our ministry is impacting this area very greatly. When they came here to West Point, it started off with about 15 members, and now they're just celebrated 18 years just this past weekend.
What? So, you actually get to work for your parents?
Yes.
That is awesome, Marcus.
Yeah, so
it's an honor.
It's an honor and a privilege to be able to serve, because no one knows you better than your parents.
Come on now.
And it will also working with your parents, it will keep you humble. they will make sure you stay humble.
Yeah.
So it's been a process, and it's been an honor and a privilege to be able to work alongside them for the kingdom of God.
I'm sure they support your ministry, the servanthood. Amen.
Absolutely, they are my biggest supporters. They say, "Go ahead, charge them, son."
That's awesome. Well, let me ask you this. Now we're going to move on to current day Marcus.
Okay.
Now, what is it that God is doing in your life today? What is servanthood, and how is it blessing the community?
Well, we've been hosting crusades in the West Point area. Last month, we hosted a miracle crusade, a miracle signs and wonders, and we brought in Apostle Clay Nash in. We brought in Apostle R.J. Matthews and Pastor Lee Miller, and there were many significant signs and wonders that took place during that meeting. People got financially blessed. Sicknesses came through. Wow. There are people that had dental issues and gold caps formed over their mouths.
Oh man!
I can't make this stuff up. I couldn't even if I wanted to. It was gold all over the sanctuary. When I had to preach the next morning, it was so much gold in the place that people thought that kids were wasting glitter from vacation Bible school or something. It was that much. So it was that much glory in the place. On November 20th and 21st, we're getting ready to plan our History Makers Conference, and we're going to have Pastor Shimon Scales. We're going to have Pastor Casey Sloan is going to be there, and I'm going to preach there as well. So that his not just being a part of history, but fulfilling his story, fulfilling his plan for our lives. So yeah. I'm excited about that. With Servanthood, we've been planning on partnering with the West Point School District SCA. So we've been doing movie nights. We're still doing nights of worship at the high school here. So I'm excited about that partnership, and planning on doing a lot more outreach this fall. So we're excited about what God is doing.
Well, I'm very excited for you. And listen, we've been interviewing for the past 2 weeks people that are on the team of Mark. And it's very awesome for the bride to hear all of you revivalists that have your own personal mission from God and your own ministries that you're overseeing and responsibilities that, you know, that you have been held accountable to God for. But on the side of that, God has pulled all of y'all together for one purpose, and that's the Mississippi Awakening Revival Tour. Now, because now people like us, the revivalists that are from other states, because there's revivalists from four different states. But we feel like that as we come to Mississippi and we sow our heart there, that God will bless our states. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're just coming in agreement with y'all for what God has called y'all to do in the state of Mississippi. So I want to ask you, moving on to the Mississippi thing, first of all, how did God put you together with Casey and then for you to be a part of this team?
Well, I attended a meeting hosted by Sister Prophetic Painter Amy Rylander in the One Voice Mississippi.
Yes, and I love her.
So I thank God for Sister Amy, and we just got a chance to talk there. I heard his name and heard about his ministry from quite a number of mutual friends that we have. So once I got to that meeting, that was my first time to actually meet him, and once we talked, our hearts connected.
Yeah.
So I got a chance to attend one of the Mississippi Awakening Revival meetings in Picayune.
Right.
And one of my teachers from CFNI was there, Evangelist Joe Oden, and he got a chance to even speak at their church on that Sunday morning. So we got a chance to just continue to grow and just continue to build a relationship, and we just want to run together.
Yes, now I actually interviewed both of you along with some other people from Mississippi on WATB.TV and, you know, talking, and that was way before all of this come to play. And it's so prophetic how, you know, what y'all said back then in early June about your hearts for Mississippi and how God has taken that and formed this. Is amazing. Bride, if you have a chance to go to WATB.TV and watch those interviews, it's actually very interesting because it's actually making history and compared to what we're about to get into now. Now, the MART tour kicks off in Picayune with Casey Sones and Pastor David Meek's church at the World Outreach Revival Center on November 6th and 7th, and that is where we're calling all the revivalists in and saying, hey, let's come together one night or two nights in agreement for the state of Mississippi, no matter what state you're from, just so we can come together in agreement for that state and for revival. And then that is actually just the kickoff night and the kickoff weekend, And then starting in 2016, we are going to travel every month. Now, Marcus, if you don't mind explaining how that's going to work, what we'll be doing when we travel.
When we get into those cities, we're going to be partnering with different ministries, and we're going to be hosting revival meetings, and we want to see many lives change. We want to see miracle signs and wonders change, and we want to just see Mississippi burn with a passion for God. That's the whole purpose of the Mississippi Awakening Revival Team, to be able to partner, to be able to build partnerships, to build local ministries as well.
Yes, now listen, Brad. We're going to be traveling once a month for 4 days out of the month, and on Wednesday we're hoping to meet with city leadership of the city we're going to, and then we're going to fast that day and pray, and then on Thursday we're going to meet with the intercessors, because we know the battle is not with flesh and blood. So we have got to take authority in the region. And then on Friday and Saturday is the actual revival. Now listen, Marcus, none of us on the team will be preaching. We're not coming there for a platform.
Absolutely.
We're coming there to pray, to take dominion, and to come together in agreement with that city and region. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Like-minded spirits coming together and just believing God for territorial dominion and to pray over the state of Mississippi. Now, let me ask you this. Wasn't it Mississippi that just passed that law for prayer back in the schools?
It was. I'm so excited about prayer coming back to school. And I believe it's going to bring great changes to our school district. I'm so excited about it, Sister June.
Yes. Well, you know, in other states, we really admire that they even had the boldness to even bring that to the table, you know.
Right.
So the fact that they passed it, you know, hats off to Mississippi. Okay, let me move on to another subject. Now, Marcus, you know, with the shootings that we've had lately in the United States, I actually saw a poll on WashingtonPost.com, and yes, I say with the R because I'm from Nashville.
Okay.
But anyways, on the WashingtonPost.com, they said that out of the 245 days we've had in America this year, we have had 200, I may be off on the numbers a little bit, but it's about the same, 296 mass shootings. It talked about how this year has just been crazy ridiculous in the amount of crazy shootings. But the one that just happened is the one that, you know, they apparently shot those people if they admitted to being a Christian. So I'm sure that Satan is trying to put fear upon the American people, and especially with ISIS and everything. So what I want to ask you, PK, is your professional ministerial opinion or advice that you would give the American bride if you had the audience right now on national television, and you could either give them some type of edification or prophetic warning or something, what would you say, sir?
Wow. When an enemy comes in up like the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And I believe they're with this revival coming forth, with these people of God rising up in boldness, and I believe just this time right here, it's just a shaking for us to really get serious and come forth. It's time for us to raise up the standard against the enemy and stop allowing the enemy to come in and take over our schools, take over our communities, take over our cities, and stand with boldness. We need boldness as the people of God like never before. we can't operate in the spirit of fear, and we can't operate in faith and fear at the same time. We're going to have faith to stand up for what we believe in. Amen? We're going to have to have it to be able to see change really take place.
Yes, because I think that has happened a lot to the American citizens is that through the media, they have tried to stifle the Christians so much, tried to shut us up because they have been spewing so much vomit from the media as far as negative. I mean, like, even on television shows, you know, if there is a Christian on there, they make them look goofy and dumb, you
right.
know, and much less how they cover the, you know, the media, the news and whatnot. So, yes, apathy, that's the word I'm looking for, is that, you know, I'm afraid that they have tried to get the bride to become apathetic so that they think they're so overwhelmed that their voice will not have a purpose and a destiny. And what you're
right.
saying is, yes, bride, you have a purpose and a destiny. You've got to come out of the closet. The bride has got to come out of the cave. And we got to take our dominion. Amen?
Amen. Leaving outside of the four walls and have leaders in every sphere of society. Take
yes,
over every
amen.
Mountain.
That is good. Well, leaders in every sphere of society. That's the truth. Amen. Okay, brother, well, we're going to take a quick little commercial break, and then we are going to allow you to preach and bring the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, one moment. Reflecting your vision properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Visions Communications can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is souls. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen. Dr. June, we're back with the WATB Radio Mark Tour Show. And listen, we are very excited to hear from Marcus Richmond and hearing what the Word of God is going to be said through you today, sir. So you have the floor. Go ahead.
Yes, the title of this sermon / message is My Season Has Changed. And if I was to do a subtopic, it's Victory Is Mine. Victory is
Come
mine.
Come on now.
Victory is mine. I'm going to start off reading that Isaiah 61. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty. It says to proclaim liberty to the captives and opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, and they shall build the old ways. They shall raise up former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of generations. And the strangers shall stand and feed their flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be their plowmen and your vine dressers. Ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in the glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in the land they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them, for I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery. And the Lord says, I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord have blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Yes, Lord, my soul shall be joyful. And my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with righteousness as a bridegroom, decking herself in himself in ornaments as a bridegroom. We are the bride, decking herself in ornaments as a bride ordinance herself with jewels. For as, this is the key verse of this passage, it says, for as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth things, the things that are sown to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Yes, Lord. Isaiah 61:11 says, I'll read that again. It says, for as the earth brings forth its bud, and as the garden causes the things to spring forth, so the Lord Jehovah, it says, so the Lord Jehovah will cause righteousness and praise to spring before all nations. In Isaiah 61, it says, we're going to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the, we're entering into, this is the 2015 is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is our year of jubilee. This is our year of liberty. Any during these times of liberty, any debt was canceled. I believe during this time of liberty, there are going to be mass season of deliverance. People are going to be set free in a number of different areas. Things that you weren't able to overcome before, the overcomer's anointing is going to hit your house.
Woo-hoo, come on now. Yes, Lord.
And it says, for the things that you might have failed in the past, but for your shame, you're going to receive double.
Woo, yes, Lord.
It says, so the Lord Jehovah will cause righteousness and praise. Pastor Marcus, what is righteousness? That's good moral living. That means Christian standards are going to hit my area. Christian standards are going to hit my state. And Christian standards are going to hit my country. That means we're going to seek God first. We're going to acknowledge God first in everything that we do, and he's going to bring supernatural increase, and he's going to step into my situation.
Thank you, Lord.
It's in him that we live, move, and have our being.
Yes, Lord.
God is going to step inside. God is in us, and what's in us is going to come up out of us. It's going to spring forth, Sister Joe. It's going to spring forth. It's not just going to just come out. That means it's going to, my praise is going to have a purpose. My praise is going to have a punch. That means I'm going to be effective in everything that I do. That victory is mine. My season is changing. That I'm not going to be stuck in the past, but I'm going to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling.
God,
I'm free, so the enemy has tried to stop my praise. Praise is simply promotion to God.
Yes.
So many times the saints have focused so much on their situations that they forgot to promote the Savior. No longer will sin, no longer will struggle, no longer will lack keep me from promoting my God. Oh, God, I feel my help right there. It says the Lord Jehovah will cause righteousness and praise. We can just stop there at Jehovah. Jehovah is everything that we need. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. He's our weapon. He is our defense. He is our covering. He is our waymaker. He is our shelter, even in the midst of a storm. He is our protection, even in the midst of a corrupt society. He's our protection, even against the enemy. Oh, God, Jehovah Nissi. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's the Lord our peace. Situations have tried to make us discouraged, tried to make us depressed, caused us our faith to even become contaminated. He's the Lord our peace. And when we worship, when we praise, when we worship, it's going to wash away the worry. He inhabits the praises of his people. He's going to dwell in the midst of his praises. It's not going to only change the situation, it's going to change me. Oh, God. And he's Jehovah Rapha. He healeth me. When we praise God, when we acknowledge God, when we promote God, our land starts healing. Our finances start healing. Our debt, he's healing it. Dis-ease is simple as it sounds. Not ease, not comfort, not joy, not peace. God's going to bring ease back into your situation. And this is our responsibility. A divine transfer has to take place. We have to realize our assignment. We're going to get, when we speak, when we praise, we're going to have beauty is going to, ashes are going to exchange for beauty. And he's going to send a turnaround in every area of our life. So we have, in this season, we have to be very careful about what comes out of our mouths. We have to learn how to speak the language of heaven. We have to learn to speak things now as though they were. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So even though we might not see it, we still have to say it.
Yes,
even though we haven't seen it yet, we still have to say it. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide a sacrifice. You might have felt like, I don't know how this is going to get done. Lord, I don't know how. I don't see, it doesn't seem like I have the support to be able to fulfill the assignment. It doesn't seem like I have the people yet to be able to fulfill this assignment. It doesn't seem, how is it going to get done? It says the Lord will provide a sacrifice. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord our provider. Amen. He's Jehovah Shammah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is present. He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. He's right there with you. He's bringing you out. He's bringing you into, and he's bringing you over. I was looking the other day in my car at the CD deck. And I saw the rewind button, and I saw the fast forward button, I saw the play button, and God gave me instant revelation that so many times the believers in this season have felt like they were in spiritual rewind mode. But I hear the Lord say he's going to send a time, he's going to spiritually fast forward you when you press play. He's going to spiritually fast forward us when we press play. It's going to spring forth. So the time that you spent, it was stretching you. It was building you. It was like a slingshot that built momentum for you to be even more effective. I hope somebody receiving that word right
yes,
now.
Yes, I'm receiving.
It's Isaiah 61:11 says, so the Lord Jehovah will cause righteousness to praise and spring forth before all nations. It didn't say this all communities. It didn't just say all cities. It just didn't say around all the people that I know. It just didn't say around my state. It just didn't say around my It didn't just say around my country. It said around all regions. So that means God is going to give you influence. He's going to give you influence. He's going to stretch you, and he's going to provide on your behalf. Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. The Lord, Jehovah Sikkenu, the Lord our righteousness. He's going to teach me how to live right. He's going to teach me how to serve him. He's going to teach me, he's going to give me a Christian conscience. The Holy Spirit is going to guide everything that I do. He's Jehovah Sikkenu. He's Jehovah Raha. The Lord is our shepherd. He's our shepherd. He's guiding us. He's making a way. He's going to take care of me. I have so much confidence that the Lord is going to take care of me when I can't even take care of myself the way the Lord can take care of me. So the reason why we worry is because we don't trust the Lord enough.
Yeah, amen.
Jehovah is my shepherd. He's the provider. He brings the peace. He heals me. He provides the sacrifice. He's present. He's my righteousness. And Sister June, he is my shepherd.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So Jehovah is everything that we need to be effective. Oh, God. Yes, he does. God is sending a season of open doors once we catch this revelation. That my praise can't stay locked up. My praise can't stay locked up. We were talking about the spirit of apathy. It's time for believers to get our praise back.
Yes, amen.
It's our praise is going to unlock doors. The our praise is going to unlock other people, those who are bound. They're going to be able to set free. They're going to be like, they're going to be like, Jew, why do you praise God like you do? They're going to be like, Pastor Martin, why do you praise God the way that you do? Because he's been my banner, because he's been my peace, and he's never failed me. And that's why victory is already mine. Victory is already mine. Victory means Nike. Victory means Nike. That sounds like Nike. So that means God has already sent a check to cover everything that we failed over. Every time that we messed over, your failure was already in God's budget. Every time you made a mistake, your failure was already in God's budget. He's already covered it. Every vision, every strategy, every dream, every mission, he's already got it covered.
Yeah.
You have the victory. The victory, victory is mine. I remember a gospel song that we still sing, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, victory today
Come
is
on,
mine.
Now. Yes, Lord.
That's a declaration. That shouldn't just be a song that we sing. That should be something that we live.
Yes.
We are victorious. Oh, God. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it even appears to be, it's not like what it appears. Oh, so my vision is changing. My season is changing. And the victory is already mine. God is going to release grace to be able to complete assignments.
Yes, grace, amen.
To be able to complete assignments, Sister June.
Yes.
Grace. Oh, God.
Yes.
For as the earth bring forth its bud, and the garden causes things to spring forth, so the Lord Jehovah, again, will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. God's going to get the glory out of your life.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
He's going to do it. He's going to get the glory. Once you make that sacrifice, God is going to get the glory out of your life. So someone listening today, if you, man, he's going, greatness is in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yes, amen.
Jesus, greater is he that's in me. So what's in me has to come out of me. I can't just keep it to myself. I have to praise. I have to. It can't just be. Rivers of living water shall spring forth up out of us. Jesus. It needs to come forth. Once we praise, it's going to saturate a drunk situation. Oh, man, I can even see now rivers connecting. A Mississippi River, a Tennessee River connecting. Rivers connecting all over to be able to saturate this land. The garden won't be dry. My region won't stay dry. And it's going to eat its harvest time.
Yes.
Oh, God. It's springing forth. Wells are springing forth. Spiritual rivers are springing forth. My land, right beside a river, the land is fertile. Oh, God, so river of the Holy Spirit flow wherever I go. Oh, God, that should be our mission. That should be our mandate. Gardens. Gardens, flow flower, a sweet aroma. A garden smells good. Flowers smell good. Abundance in fruit is hitting my land. And it's springing forth now, I declare. It's springing forth now. Amen. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. And we just have to claim it. Victory is mine.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah, Jesus. Well, thank you for bringing that word tonight to us, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We have to know that victory is ours. We can't have any doubt in our hearts.
We have to know that. Yes, thank you, Jesus. God is saying he is about to break us wide open. That's what you're saying. And we're very excited about it. I mean, I know there is a lot of doomsday preachers out there, but God, we may be going through persecution really soon, a great level of persecution, but in the meantime, God is separating the wheat and the tares, and he's going to take care of his wheat. So we don't have to worry about the remnant. We just have to trust in him and obey. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, listen, Bride, we ask all of you to come in agreement with us whenever we have a guest on the broadcast because we believe that God is about to promote them and take them to the next level. So we like to come together in agreement as the bride with heaven for that person. So today, God is highlighting Marcus Richmond. So we want to come together in agreement and so that he can achieve his destiny and stand before the throne. And God will look at him and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And listen, as he is blessed, when we pray for him, we're blessed. So we're going to come together in agreement for him. Lord, we just thank you so much for Marcus's life. Your bride, God, we just come together in agreement for him, Lord. We lift him up to the throne room. We thank you, God, for writing his book before time began, for having a plan and purpose for him, and that you have something so great for him that his mind cannot even fathom what you have in store for him. But as the bride across the world, Lord, we come together in agreement with heaven, and we say, yes, you go forth, you mighty man of God, being everything that God has called you to be, clothed in his purpose, clothed in his garments of praise, clothed full of the destiny that God has called you to walk in. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for downloads from heaven coming, for all the necessities he will need, Lord, for all the provision, for all the tools and strategies that he is going to need to accomplish the mission that you have called him to do, Lord. I thank you that as his foot steps over into the rivers of living water, Lord, that your provision is there to meet the mission. And we thank you that everything that he is going to need, Lord, will be provided to him. We pray, God, that you send people to him to help him, people that will help carry that vision to come to pass, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for all the favor that rests upon him, Lord. Favor with ministries. Favor with city government, Lord. Favor with his parents. Favor with people in the church, Lord. Favor in his community, God. And we thank you and give you praise, Lord, that your purposes for him, Lord, your plans for him, Lord, shall come to pass in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over him. We ask, Lord, that you send forth a host of angels from heaven to come down to help him and to hold up his arms, Lord, and to help him not to dash his foot against the stone, Lord. We know, Lord, and we recognize that our battle is not with flesh and blood. It's with the principalities and the powers of the air. And as the bride, we come against every demonic stronghold that would try to hold him back from achieving the destiny that you have called him to, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that he is victorious, Lord, and that he is everything that you've called him to be. So we thank you and give you praise. And, Lord, we both, me and Marcus, come together in agreement for the Mississippi Awakening revival tour, Lord. We pray for Casey today. We plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you give him favor everywhere he goes, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for downloading the tools and strategies that he's going to need to accomplish this mission. Lord, I thank you for all the team members that are coming together in agreement with him, saying, yes, we're all coming together for the state of Mississippi, and that we are coming together for your glory, Lord, because we know that you birthed this into the earth for a reason. And we're just coming together in agreement with heaven for the state of Mississippi. Thank you for favor with the government. Thank you for favor in all the cities. Thank you for favor with the school systems, Lord. And for all the provision that we're going to need to bring all these people in to all these cities, Lord. So we thank you and give you praise for it ahead of time, Lord. And we claim the state of Mississippi for Jesus. In Jesus' name, we thank you and give you glory, Lord. Now listen, Marcus, we ask you, please, if you would pray for the Mark tour, and then if you would pray for, I just feel led to do this, if you would pray for other preachers' kids out there.
I will, yes.
That maybe need encouragement, because, you know, it is hard in the church when you see this and that. Amen?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now just thanking you for everything that you've done on this broadcast. I pray a special blessing over Sister June. I pray a special blessing over Mississippi Awakening Revival team and tour, God.
Yes.
I pray that you use us in the mighty way, God.
Yes, Lord.
Use us in a mighty way, God. Let miracles, let signs, let wonders take place, God.
Yes,
let those let rivers of living water spring forth up out of us, God, so we can be able to make a difference in Mississippi, God. Let us be a part of your story, God. Let us be a part of your plan, God. We want to be used by you, God. We want to see lives changed, God. We want to see lives impacted, God. So I pray for my brother Casey Soames. Use him in a mighty way, God. God, touch his mouth, God. Touch his eyes, God. Speak to him even now, God. Give them the vision, God. Give them the strategy even now, God. I pray that anything that's trying to stop this from going forth, I bind it right now. I cast it down in the name of Jesus. I pray a unity like never before from leaders and city officials in Mississippi, God. I pray favor even now, God. I pray that you touch the bride. I pray that you touch every listener of this broadcast, even now, God. I pray that you send an increase to hit their household. I pray that this year is the year of the acceptable year, the year of Jubilee, so that anything that has held them back, that they will be able to spring forth like never before. They'll be able to spiritually fall forward. They'll be able to be able to conquer a new land. They'll be able to conquer new territory. They will be able a refreshing will hit their house. They will be able to be cleansed. They will be able to be made new. You'll be able to give them a new wardrobe, God. You'll be able to give them a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So thank you for even releasing that even now. I pray for every preacher's kid. I pray for every pastor's kid. I pray that you touch them even now, God. I pray that you speak to them even now, God. I pray that you use them even now, God. Even though they are in a Christian environment, God. Even though they're in a Christian home, God. I pray that you use them to find their destiny. But they not just look at their parents, but they seek you for themselves. That they seek you for themselves. That they not that they not just make it off of parents' anointing. That they not just make it off grandparents' anointing. That they not just make it off aunties and uncles' anointing. That they not just be lookers, but they might be able to encounter your presence like never before.
encountering your presence like that. God, you are so real. God, you are so mighty, God. So I pray that you show your glory like never before to them, God.
Yes,
God, we just let us be a generation that not just be able to hear it, to be able to hear you preach, to be able to see you move. Let us be able to recognize that seeing you move in our lives, God. God, I pray for a deeper relationship with you, God, that they can have a deeper interaction with you, God, that their prayer lives change, that their praise changes, God. That God, I pray growth for them even now.
Even now,
God, just touch everyone that's gathered here on this broadcast on tonight. I pray power. I pray abundance hit this. I pray even for this broadcast. I pray that you bless it, God. Let them have more than enough to cover every need, God.
I pray that you
allow righteousness and praise from this broadcast to spring forth before all nations. Before all nations. So I pray that you send sponsors. I pray that you send other leaders. I pray that you send other people that are willing to sow in towards this ministry even now, God. So I pray that you send it, and it shall spring forth even now, that every need is met. There's no dry place in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Greater effect. Be able to touch even more regions.
Yes, Lord.
It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, listen, Bride, you can find out more about the Mississippi Awakening Revival Tour at www.revivalms.com. Once again, that's revivalms.com. Now, listen, it is open to the public in Picayune, Mississippi. So you ask, where is Picayune? Marcus tells, where is Picayune?
Well, Picayune is in South Mississippi.
Okay.
So it's about it's almost towards the Mississippi-Louisiana border. So it's probably about an hour away from Louisiana.
I know definitely it's 45 minutes away from New Orleans.
Right.
45 minutes away from the Gulf Coast. So that's how close it is to the Gulf Coast?
Yes, it is.
Now, where are you located at in Mississippi, Marcus?
I'm located in West Point, Mississippi. Mississippi State University Bulldogs are about 15 minutes away from me. So it's in right in northeast Mississippi.
Oh, okay. So you're close to Memphis area?
We're about 2 hours away from Memphis. We're in the Starkville, Mississippi. Mississippi State is about we're right in that territory, right there.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, all righty, Marcus. Well, you have a wonderful day, and God bless you and your ministry. Amen.
God bless you as well, Sister Jill.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.